listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moz Bliss. This is episode 261, covering week 18, April 30th to May 6th, 2022. Canonical spoke about plans intending to make it easier to access games in Ubuntu and improve the ease of launching them. The development of Ubuntu as a convenient environment for running games is one of the priorities, and the company intends to hire additional staff to achieve this goal. The first step was to publish a pre-release snap package with the Steam client. The package provides a ready-made environment for running games that does not require additional configuration. The developers of the Ubuntu Unity project have published the release of Unity 7.6.0, the first post-canonical update. The Unity 7 skin is based on the GTK library and is optimized for efficient vertical space use on widescreen laptops. The code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The Ubuntu Unity distribution is being developed by Rudra Sarasvat. Richard Hughes has released the FWUPD 1.8.0 package, which offers a background process for firmware updates, and the FWUPD MGR utility for managing version checking and downloading firmware. The project code is written in C and distributed under the LGPL v2.1 license. At the same time, it was announced that the Linux Vendor Firmware Service Project had reached the milestone of 50 million firmware updates delivered to users. FWUPD supports both the automatic firmware update mode and the operation after confirmation or user request. FWUPD is not limited to desktop systems, but can also be used to update firmware on smartphones, tablets, servers, and IoT devices. Trinity R14.0.12 desktop environment has been released, continuing the development of the KDE 3.5.x and Qt3 codebase. Binary packages will soon be available for Ubuntu, Debian, RHEL, CentOS, Fedora, OpenSUSE, and other distributions. The Trinity environment can be installed and used at the same time as more recent releases of KDE, including the ability to use already installed KDE applications. KOS 2022.04, a rolling release aimed at providing a desktop based on recent releases of KDE and applications using Qt, has been announced. The distribution is developed with Arch Linux in mind, but maintains its own independent repository of more than 1,500 packages, and also offers a number of its own graphical utilities. The default file system is XFS. Builds are published for x86 64 systems. The Linux Foundation announced that Microsoft joined the Open3D Foundation. The total number of members of the Open3D Foundation has reached 25. The Open3D engine is a revised and improved version of Amazon Lumberyard's previously developed proprietary engine based on CryEngine technologies licensed from Crytek in 2015. GDB 12.1 Debugger is released. GDB supports source-level debugging for a wide range of programming languages on various hardware and software platforms. Oracle has published a sysdiff utility that makes it easy to port legacy applications from Solaris 10 to a Solaris 11.4 based environment. The sysdiff utility allows you to select application-related files and move them to a Solaris 11.4 environment without wasting resources on maintaining a separate isolated zone. Sysdiff parses the specified environment and generates IPS packages for executables, libraries, data, files, configuration, and other components. Tails 5.0, based on Debian and designed to provide anonymous access to the internet, has been released. Anonymous exit to Tails is provided by the Tor system. All connections except traffic through the Tor network are blocked by default by the packet filter. Encryption is used to store user data in the save user data between runs mode. A live ISO is available. SeaMonkey 2.53.12 has been released, which combines a web browser, an email client, a news feed aggregation system, and a WYSIWYG HTML page editor within one product. ChatZilla, the DOM Inspector Web Development Toolkit, and Lightning Calendar are offered as pre-installed add-ons. SeaMonkey 2.53 is based on the Firefox 60.8 browser engine. A new version of Tor Browser 11.0.11 was released, focusing on anonymity, security, and privacy. The release is in sync with the Firefox 91.9.0 ESR codebase. Additionally, Thunderbird 91.9.0 mail client, with the return of support for the SHA-1 algorithm for OpenPGP digital signatures, has been released. The RNP library used in the OpenPGP implementation was updated to version 0.16.0. Since OpenPGP keys based on SHA-1 are still in use and real attacks on OpenPGP digital signatures are problematic, it was decided to return the ability to use SHA-1 in Thunderbird. To further enhance security, RNP 0.16.0 includes code for detecting collisions in SHA-1. An unofficial build of the SteamOS 3 operating system has been published, adapted for installation on regular computers. The release of an official SteamOS 3 builds for non-Steam Deck devices has been delayed. Enthusiasts independently adapted the recovery images available for installation on conventional equipment. The packages supplied as part of the original package have been left unchanged as far as possible. Additional applications have been included, such as the VLC Multimedia Player, Chromium, and the K-Write Text Editor. Microsoft has open-sourced 3D Movie Maker, a program that allows children to create movies by placing 3D characters and props in pre-configured environments, as well as adding sound effects, music, and dialogue. The code is written in C++ and published under the MIT license. The program remains in demand by enthusiasts. Cisco has released ClamAV 0.105.0 and has also published patch releases of ClamAV 0.104.3 and 0.103.6 with vulnerability and bug fixes. Cisco acquired the project in 2013 after the purchase of SourceFire. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Proxmox Virtual Environment 7.2 is released, a specialized Linux distribution based on Debian aimed at deploying and maintaining virtual servers using LXC and KVM, and capable of acting as a replacement for products such as VMware vSphere, Microsoft Hyper-V, and Citrix Hypervisor. Open Media Vault 6 distribution has been published, which allows you to quickly deploy network storage. The Open Media Vault project was founded in 2009. The developers then set themselves the goal of moving the distribution to the Linux kernel and the Debian package base. Open Media Vault installation images for x86-64 architecture are available for download. Apache OpenOffice 4.1.12 has been released. Ready-made packages are prepared for Linux, Windows, and macOS. GitHub is moving all users of the service involved in code development to the mandatory use of two-factor authentication by the end of 2023. According to GitHub, gaining access to repositories by attackers as a result of account hijacking is a dangerous threat, since hidden changes can be made in popular products and libraries used as dependencies. By the end of 2023, GitHub will disable the ability to submit changes without using two-factor authentication. Kubernetes 1.24 Container Orchestration Platform is available. The project is operated through an independent site curated by the Linux Foundation. The platform is positioned as a universal solution developed by the community, not tied to individual systems and able to work with any application in any cloud environment. The Kubernetes code is written in Go and distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Nextcloud Hub 24 platform is out, which provides a self-sufficient solution for collaboration between employees of enterprises and teams developing various projects. At the same time, the Nextcloud 24 cloud platform was published. Nextcloud Server can be deployed on any hosting that supports PHP scripting and provides access to SQLite, MariaDB/MySQL, or PostgreSQL. Nextcloud Source is distributed under the AGPL license. Apple has published the source code for the low-level system components of the macOS 12.3 operating system, including Darwin components and other non-GUI components, programs, and libraries. The XNU kernel code is available, the source published in the form of code slices associated with the next release of macOS. Public components used in the iOS 15.4 mobile platform were also published. GCC 12.1 compiler suite has been announced. The GCC 13.0 branch has already been forked. Martin Wimpress has published DebGet, a utility that offers apt-get-like functions for working with deb packages distributed through third-party repositories or available for direct download from site projects. Typical package management commands such as update, upgrade, show, install, remove, and search are available, but the packages themselves are downloaded directly from repositories and sites maintained by software manufacturers. According to Bloomberg, China intends to stop the use of computers and operating systems of foreign companies in state institutions and state enterprises within 2 years. Despite the development of China's own chips, most Chinese manufacturers continue to use Intel and AMD processors in PCs. Microsoft software is recommended to be replaced with Linux-based solutions developed by Chinese manufacturers. The release of the Tor 0.4.7.7 toolkit is presented. This will be the first stable release of the 0.4.7 branch. This branch will be maintained as part of the regular maintenance cycle. Updates will be discontinued 9 months later or 3 months after the release of the 0.4.8.x branch. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.